This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins us at the, what is that thing called?
Quarter after.
There you go. Quad I after. Xander Gibb will join us right after the first break. Now, he spent many years in England. And so I'm very curious to hear. Did we talk about this last week? Am I losing my mind? Brexit? We did? Really? Okay. You're okay with that? always a pleasure to have you aboard. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things that you can do up there. And I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And, you know, if you want to send me an email, if it's one of those things where you're just, like, really, really, really uncomfortable, okay, coming on the air, send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. So, you know, and again, if you get involved in the conversation, you might get some information. Seriously. You know, if you're going to go out, I guess you're all going somewhere for the 4th of July, even if it's in the backyard. It's funny because on Monday, I'm pre-recording a show. So it's not an old show that we're putting up. It's a new show that we're putting up. But it's pre-recorded for the 4th of July because I want to sit around and do nothing, too. Or also, although I'm not going to get stuck in the traffic. Some of you guys have the patience of a saint. I don't even know how you do it. Because there's no way I want to get stuck in that traffic. So, I've got a lot of good stuff coming. We're talking about the origins of the 4th of July. And, yes, I know it's the birthday of America. America, depending on where you come from. And we're going to talk about some of the comments of our founding fathers. We're also going to interview, I've got an interview with a film company. A mom and pop, I should say, where they're trying to get their film out there on what happens when the vets come home and they've got some, you know, catastrophic wounds. They need to be taken care of for the rest of their lives. You know, they're coming back. They're young guys and young girls that are coming back. Early 20s. Who takes care of them for their whole life? These families now are burdened, and I do mean burdened. The families are burdened with having to take care of them now. And it's, and doing things that they normally wouldn't have done. They have to be taught how to do, you know, changing the dressings, changing the words, changing the words. Wound. Yeah, but changing the wounds, but they have to learn all the words. The terminologies. I should have said terminologies, right? Anyhow, so you're going to learn a lot about what they're up against when this happens. And again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like he's already in the chat room because the guy can never stop talking. So he's already, Xander Gibbs, in the chat room already. I want to thank you for being with me today. And then Wayne Allen Root, who we all, you know what you have to do, right? I told you when Wayne comes on the show, here's what you got to do. You got to record the show I don't even know if you can still do this. And then you have to play it back in slow motion. Because there's no other way to hear what he has to say. You know what I'm saying? So somebody sent me this today. I thought it was kind of cool. Let me. You know how they're always telling us we have to be compassionate with our immigration laws. We have to be compassionate with the way we handle those that are looking for a better life, right? Well, here's the thing. Let me give you an idea here. Now, Mexico welcomes only foreigners who will be useful to the Mexican society. Now, foreigners are admitted into Mexico according to their possibilities of contributing to the national progress. That's Article 32 of their Constitution. Immigration officials must ensure, so they're being checked out, are they not? That immigrants will be useful elements for the country, and they have the necessary funds for their subsistence and for their dependents. Article 34. You're laughing at somebody.
No, I'm laughing at what you're reading.
Oh, yeah, well, because... I mean, how compassionate is that, right? They're calling us what, racist, because we want to check out the people coming up from Mexico? Oh, hey. Foreigners may be barred from the country if their presence upsets the equilibrium of the national demographics. Italians would have never been allowed into America if that was a rule. When foreigners are deemed detrimental to the economic or national interests, when they do not behave like good citizens in their own country, when they have broken Mexican laws, and when they are not found to be physically or mentally healthy, the Secretary of Governance may suspend or prohibit the admission of foreigners when he determines it to be the national interest. Why don't we just take on their rules? I'll tell you what. Why don't we adopt the Mexican Constitution, okay? And then we can go ahead, and just for a short period of time, and you know why. And then we'll enforce the laws the way Mexico enforces the laws. Right? Problem solved. Oh, God. Federal, local, and municipal police must cooperate with federal... Oh, wait a minute. Federal, local, and municipal police must cooperate with federal immigration authorities upon request. They must assist in arrest of illegal immigrants. A national population registry keeps track of every single individual who comprises the population of the country and verifies each individual's identity, is in Article 85 and 86. A national catalog of foreigners tracks foreign tourists and immigrants and assigns each individual with a unique tracking number. I love it. I'm going to see if Xander has a chip or something. You know, anyhow. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details when the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Here, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hang out to the next hour because I'm going to finish that whole Mexican Constitution. And like I'm saying, maybe we should adopt a portion of their Constitution because it sounds to me like it's what we're looking for, like what we want to do. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time that you spend with me. One of my favorite, and I do say one of my favorite guests, because, you know, my dad's on the show from time to time. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, and I always appreciate the time that he spends with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It is a pleasure. Good evening, sir. Good evening, Tommy.
Yeah, she's waving at you right now as you speak.
Yeah, I can't see.
Well, that's a good thing. I don't know. You know. So
hit him, Tommy, quick.
You know, I know we talked a little bit about it last week with the whole what was their names? Those guys, the Brits. Yeah, that's right. The Brits leaving the EU.
Yeah.
You know?
And
the world was coming to an end, and you know, and the only reason they did it was because, first of all, you guys are all they're all idiots over there. They don't know what they're doing, right? And then they got misinformation. And I love these people who do this. It just floors me to no end. Do you have any relatives or friends that are still there that you've spoken to at all?
Oh, of course, and some people are absolutely inflamed that I would have an opinion on it, and how dare I, you know, considering that I deserted them 15 years ago and came back to the United States.
Oh, wait a minute. I was laughing at you, but some of those people that you spoke with, are they mad at you for having an opinion?
Yeah, are you talking about on Twitter or Facebook? Because on Twitter, it's about something totally different.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Right.
I'm curious as to your friends over in England. How are they feeling about everything that went down?
I think it's very mixed, and a lot of the older people, and I mean kind of like people of a generation that can remember before this happened, because it's only been 30, 35 years that it's really kicked in.
Right.
Are happy about it. But the millennials, I can't even say the word, they don't seem to be so happy about it, because apparently their futures are ruined. And, you know, I mean, it's not that long ago that Hong Kong was handed back to China, and they're doing okay. So...
Well, everything was going to go to hell, and things were going to... I mean, first of all, it's a two-year process. Can we just be honest about it? So it's a two-year process. It's going to take a little time for this thing to come through. But then, on top of that, you know, of course people get nervous. It's an unknown thing. The markets take a dive. You know, everybody's screaming the sky is falling. And where are we today? The markets are rebounding. Things are coming back. They're trying to work. People are just nut jobs.
Well, I think the way that things are going in the USA, we're going to have a hectic if the FBI really get their butts into gear, because we might get Hillary to exit. So I'm pushing for a hexit. What about you, Joe?
I like the first part of that word, hex.
Well, she would know all about that, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not allowed to say anything bad about Hillary, because apparently I'll be on a watch list.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's another one, you know.
Or her secretary, Abdu, whatever. What's her name? You know who I'm talking about.
Are you talking about Loretta Lynch?
No, Aberdeen. That's her. Uma Aberdeen.
Isn't that in Scotland?
That sounds like a Texas. That sounds like how you pronounce a Texas name after you had three or four whiskeys. You know, really. So, anyway, you know, are we in a world? We are in a world of hurt. Look, first of all, I mean, a liar. What do you want to call her? Not conspiracy, but when somebody helps you commit murder. What do they call that? Wow, it's Friday night. My mind's not working at all.
Complicit?
No, I can't. It doesn't matter. Anyway, we'll hit it later on. But I mean, think about this. An accomplice, whatever, you know, to commit murder. When you talk about what went on in Benghazi, and by the way, did you follow all this garbage going on this week where we found nothing new?
I did, and I thought it was interesting when you know, Hillary was saying it's time to move on, and one of the mothers who lost their child said, "You think it's time to move on? Really? You know, I totally understand that these people want justice for their children and their loved ones, but shouldn't we as a nation want justice?" Now, I had another big fight with someone this week who actually said to me that the reason that Benghazi happened is because the Republicans cut the budget. Now, I'm looking for evidence. You see, this is the thing. If you can evidence it, I'm quite willing to discuss it with you. But where is the evidence that the Republicans cut the budget before Benghazi happened? She didn't act on the intelligence that she had, and that's why they died. Period.
Oh, yeah, no kidding, right? And if you read the report, you read the fine points in the report. And first of all, even my Republican friends, you guys have got to read and you've got to pay attention. You know, you read these the headlines and you go off like a nut job. So the other night, somebody caught me saying that I agreed with the Benghazi report. We found nothing new, okay? And so they didn't listen to the rest of what I said. And what I said is, there's nothing new about Obama being a liar. There's nothing new about Obama hating the country. There's nothing new about, you know, with Hillary, how she hates the military. So there's nothing new there, right? And he missed all of that. All he heard was me say, I agree with the report. So no wonder we look like nut jobs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, all right, I got to breathe deep, right? Because I started off at 100 miles an hour, so I got to breathe deep here. But anyhow, so this week, like I said, you know, it's been an interesting week. Went down the Benghazi report. I don't know if you've been talking about it on your show, but the Dems are screaming, nothing new, a waste of $7 million. See, it's funny how they keep ignoring the $6 billion that she lost when she was Secretary of State. I mean, that's not a big deal. That's part of the job, I guess.
Well, it's only taxpayers' money, Joe, so who cares? You know, it's only of yours and mine and Tammy's pocket. Yeah. Let's face it. So it doesn't matter.
Well, we could always take on a second job if they were available.
You mean a third or a fourth?
A third or, yeah, I know. And third or fourth job if they were actually out there, right?
Please.
God,
I would love to just need a second job, you know. That would be amazing.
Okay. So you wrote a piece this week, and you lit the place up as well. Let's talk about that.
I did, absolutely. I saw a speech basically that this actor called Jesse Williams, who is on Grey's Anatomy, that he did. And I'm paraphrasing, but you know, all white people are devils, all cops are bad, you know, the Tamir Rice shooting wouldn't have happened.
I missed the first part of this. Was this Obama's speech?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was
Jesse Williams, who is I don't even know what terminology I'm allowed to use anymore. His mother is white and his father is black.
So all right, you got to hold that thought because we believe in capitalism here. We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute, and then you can vent for a whole 11 minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Xander Gibb joins me. If you miss it, you're going to miss out. We'll be right back. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're having a problem, watch live. We can't do it on the website. We can just do it up on... if you're on Facebook, you head over to Facebook. I've got it plugged in there as the alternate. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to take a different perspective on things. And Xander, you are on every day with it's X-Rad, correct?
It is indeed.
And it isn't because it's a radical show, right? Just for us old folks?
No, it's not. It's okay. Sure, for radio. I'm not radical, but I say what I feel, and people don't have to agree, but they do have to accept my right to say what
That's
I
right.
feel.
Because
this is America.
Well, I'm thinking about switching over to the Mexican Constitution. I was reading that earlier. In the second hour, I'm going to read a portion of it that we should adhere to, because they want us to adhere to something that they don't even have on their books. So anyhow, that they're totally against from a constitutional standpoint of their own. All right, so you're a troublemaker this week. Forget that for the moment. You're a troublemaker this week, and tell us what was happening. And I want to read some of the comments, because I always love, when I write a story and the nut jobs come out, I always love reading those.
Oh, me too. Yeah. So I wrote a response to what this Jesse Williams guy had said, but it was basically a racist rant. And if it had been a white person saying it, they would have been accused of being racist. If you swap the word for white in his speech with black, then it would have been considered a racist rant. There's this contributor I'd never heard of before called Tomi Loren. She's a woman, and she's a conservative, and she basically said the same as me, that, you know, this was a racist rant. So this group called Young Turks, who were on YouTube,
right. Yep.
were saying how bad this Tomi Loren was, and that she was stupid. And I said, so what was she stupid for? Disagreeing or pointing out his inaccuracies or seeing his incitement speech. So all these Jesse Williams fans have been attacking me. This girl said, shall I name her, or shall I just...
Now use her first name after that. Yeah. That's fine.
Well, she hasn't got
is her name. Is her name? She must be Debbie from Dallas, right? No?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Right. No. But anyway, she said he didn't say anything inaccurate. There was nothing for her to point out. But this girl is so stupid. She actually just took my Twitter name and sent me the tweet. And I obviously knew what she was talking about, but I tried to make her be more specific and said, you know, to whom are you referring? So all of her girly homies, whatever they are, however you would term it, were saying, no, what are you referring to? And I said, well, actually, ma'am, I was asking what this girl was referring to. She said, I asked you a question, and you can only respond with vitriol and anger. Make in your mommy's womb and start over. And then she said, I was an ignorant... and operate. Now I'm good with languages, but I don't know what operate is. I think she meant operate as a child. But here's the thing: I'm not afraid of anybody, you know.
Right.
And so I kind of came back at her and got get her with her too, and they both ran away scared because I said, you know, they were big from behind their computer screens, but that's kind of where it.
They're cowards.
Then they stopped,
yeah.
You know? If you hit back at these people, they dare come back at you. Now, the thing is, I don't want to fight with people. I don't have the time to do it. But if you come to me, you know, I'm going to cut you, basically. Tweet-wise, of course.
Yeah. I mean, and it's legal, people. You can tweet somebody. It's all right.
Yeah.
No, I love it when we do this. And it's funny because I know who you're talking about. I just saw her at Politicon. I saw her last week at Politicon. And, you know, she was there. You know, I'm thoroughly convinced if you're a good-looking blonde girl, you can get away with anything at these things. When you're an old fat white guy like me, you get nothing but get in trouble. You heard about that, right? I don't want to beat it to death, but...
Yes, I did. I got a call from the police saying would I go surety for Joe Messina? I'm like, is he some Italian guy? No, wait, not interested. Not getting involved.
Well, I would have loved to have you with me. I would think we could have had a ball, right?
Can you imagine what it would have been like if I'd been there? I would have got my phone out. I would have filmed it. I would have put it on the TV show. You know, this is anti-Italian American.
There you go. You know what it is. You're. I guess I
don't know what you did wrong. What did you do wrong?
Apparently I looked too white or something. I don't know. I did absolutely nothing wrong. I did nothing. They wouldn't tell me. I'm standing there saying, I still don't know what I did wrong. The guy is showing me these pictures. He has whipped out these pictures. He's going, is this your partner? Is this your buddy? Is this your partner? Is this who you work with? I'm going, wait a minute. I don't know these people. And they all look, I hate to say this, they all looked alike to me. They had black pants on, black T-shirts, and cameras. Probably 85% of the media and press people had black pants on, black shirts, and cameras. So give me a break. Will you please?
It sounds like they were,
thank you. That's stereo, that's, you know what that is? That's profiling.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. Us journalists have feelings, too,
yeah.
You know. Members of the press have feelings, too.
Look,
Politicon.
I go to CPAC every year, Politicon. And notice that I emphasize the con part of that.
Yeah.
So I go to CPAC every year and in D.C. I've been going 6 years now. I've never had a problem there. Never even had anybody check my credentials twice. And, you know, at least they're a little smarter about it, too. They actually put your name on the press information or the media information, unlike these guys at Politicon, which everything was a generic card. You mean, I could have stole this thing from around somebody's neck and ran around with it. Nobody would know any different. But it's just amazing to me. So
are you going to sue? That's what I want to know. You know, we live in such a liturgical society.
I'd love
society.
To. But who do I sue and what for? I would just, do it to make them mad. And then what I would do is I would find out exactly what this company stands for, and I would give all the money to a charity that is exactly against what they stand for. That's what I would do. But that's just me.
It's interesting. Usually when I go to these things, if they don't ask me to leave before I get to show my fresh credentials, they're ushering me over to the buffet table. I mean, what does that say about me?
Oh, God.
The buffet table is over there.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm like, well, this is mine. What's everybody else?
Well, you know, since we're going down that road, you know, I don't go to the beach anymore. because every time I go to the beach and I fall asleep, I wake up to about 50 people trying to roll me back into the water. You know
Green teeth are on your back.
There you go. It's disgusting because, you know, I like to take naps out there. It's so hot. So I told you about this. We may not have enough time in this segment, but the other night I was very confused about this, and I got a couple emails from people that were mad at me, right? And I said, I wasn't being mean. I honestly wasn't being mean. The girls were complaining after a non-binary boy was crowned prom queen in New York City. All right? So I asked Tammy while we were on the show, I said, what is there's like 257 designations. Help me understand. What is non-binary? So she looks it up. She says, when you go between the two, right? You're a boy some days, a girl some days. And so you're non-specific. You just kind of go with whatever your mental flow is, I guess, whatever. So and they thought I was making fun of them. I said, no, you're confusing the crap out of me. Here's the deal. There's a group of you that beats me up because there aren't any genders. Stop talking about gender, right? And then here's another group that says, you see, you can't go between two genders unless you admit that there are genders, right? I feel like this is like who's on first. So they got all these designations going on, and here you have the prom king and queen. So this is becoming, these kids are going to be so confused, because here I am, I'm trying to work it through a logic. I can't do this. Do you see where I'm going with this? It's you either have genders or you don't. You either identify with one or you don't, or somewhere in between. But you can't keep telling me one week we have them and one week we don't.
Well, I think what it is that the left wants everything to be accommodated, and I don't know how we're supposed to keep up or keep it possible. You know, the people have been calling me a racist this week. It even makes me choose my terminology better when I know that I don't have a racist bone in my body. But all of this political correctness actually changes us, and I don't like it.
Well, don't let it. Gender, don't let it, because I don't do it here. I mean, I get, and you know I'm on a school board, too. I mean, I get nasties from people who say that I can't be on a school board because of the way I talk and the way I think, and it's like, you know what? I have an opinion. I've never once said, you got to go grab those people and kill them or throw them off of buildings, and those people have no right being in society. I never talk like that.
Have you ever taken donations of millions of dollars from countries that advocate for those things?
I'll have to check my foundation records and get back to you. We may not have reported them in the last tax season. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Sandra Gibb right after this.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons!
We are back. You know, this is Sultans of Swing. And the only reason, this is not a band I would have listened to. And the only reason I know this song at all is because I was driving down to Miami from Boston when this thing happened to be number one. So you can only imagine driving down the freeway from Boston to Florida all the way to Miami. I must have heard this song 631,000 gazillion times. Seriously. And so I know every word, every nuance, every little riff. It just, and every time it comes out, it all comes back to me. Do I need counseling, Xander? Xander Gibb joins me, yeah, as he does every week, to help me look at things from a different perspective, try to get me off the wall, off the ceiling sometimes. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
So, yeah, now,
because we are brothers in arms. That's the album that came from.
Is it really? See, I wouldn't know, and frankly, nor would I care, but cool. You know what? I love music, and these guys can tell you why the song was, you know, have you been with those guys? I can tell you why the song was written, what meaning it had, how many different versions there were, and you go, come on, really? I just don't care that much.
I love music, but it's funny. I prefer the Beatles. I prefer the Carpenters version of Ticket to Ride to the Beatles, and people are like, are you mad? You prefer the Carpenters version over the Beatles? I'm like, yeah. You know, as a singer, I that's so much more melodic than the Beatles version of it. John Lennon is turning his grave as we speak.
Yeah. Oh, God. I want to go back to it's been a pretty crazy week. All we're hearing about is, it's really funny, in the wake of all this terrorism that's been going down, you had the president with his two buddies there, the Canadian prime minister and the Mexican president. I mean, those three together should scare anybody. I don't even care what country you're from. So you got those three together, and they're talking about how we have to work. I mean, they're creating their own little EU, all right? And so that scares me in and of itself. But I got to tell you something. He's sitting there screaming at Trump, getting strong with Trump and talking what an embarrassment he is to what an embarrassment Trump is to this country. And I'm sitting back thinking, oh my God, you should be saying this stuff while looking in a mirror, right?
Yes, for sure. I think that all looks very awkward with them, but that Justin Trudeau or whatever his name is, he's very much of the same mind as Obama. I mean, he wants to ship in all the refugees in parentheses, and we'll do all the vetting later. But it's not too late when they're on your soil. I mean, this guy is 12 years old. Let's face it, isn't he?
Oh, he's a spoiled little brat that wants his way no matter what. And that's really what it boils down to. And but the thing that bothers me about him, the thing that makes the biggest puts the biggest fear in my heart, is the fact that he, in his own mind, is never ever wrong. He never, you know, they get on Trump because Trump has said, you know, I don't make mistakes, or no, I've never really done anything wrong, that kind of thing. I'm sorry. Have you ever heard President Obama say he made a wrong choice or wrong decision?
Never.
There, I rest my case. So we can vote in that buffoon. You know, I mean, Trump should be a lot easier to deal with.
You're calling him a buffoon because you're racist, basically.
Yeah, you're right. Yes, and this hints that he might be gay. So that just adds to it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the Obama. Well, I told you what some people call him on the internet. I probably shouldn't say.
No, you're pretty. Yeah, you know, probably not.
We'll get sued. Yeah. Allegedly, unless you say allegedly, you can. If you say allegedly,
yes,
you're fine.
So he's, you know, apparently he's a gay Kenyan black man, and we just never, we can't talk about it though. So don't say anything.
No. Wait till he's gone. He's been gone for 2 years, just like we'll have to wait for Hillary's email.
Yeah.
Can you believe that she's still allowed to run? I mean, what does that woman have to do? She's been responsible for the death of Americans in Benghazi. She's used the private email server that has put the country at risk. She stole from the White House. I mean, all of these things are fact. I'm not making them up.
Right.
You know. She accepts money from Middle Eastern countries that kill gay people and oppress women, and then says she's a friend of women. Oh, but it's all right as long as it's for charity. I mean, please, excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Oh, God.
Another musical reference.
Yeah.
So the United Nuts are at it again. I don't know if you caught this story this week, but the United Nations, they've come out with an edict that says if you teach your kids Christianity at school, it violates their human rights. Now,
how?
Well, they're the United Nations. All they have to do is say it, and that makes it true. So this is just another item in a long list of reasons why the United Nations just needs to go. We need to defund them. They need to go away. It just needs to shrivel up and die. So in a recent paper...
What do they actually do?
Well, the UN, they put out stupid papers. That's what they do. What is it? The Human Relations Committee was held up for the last 3 years. It was headed up by three leaders from three countries that have the biggest, the most amount of human relations violations anywhere on the planet. Huh? Human rights. Yeah, them too. So the recent paper they put out, now this is from the Committee on the Rights of a Child, all right? They say that demanding that children engage in daily acts of Christian worship at school may go against their freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. They go on to say that Britain must stop forcing children to attend Christian school assemblies because it undermines their human rights. This is in that United Nations Committee statement. The authors called on ministers to repeal a law demanding a daily act of Christian worship at schools because it may contradict the child's freedom of thought. It'd be so bad. You know, let's just say you're not a Christian, so to speak, right? But think about the Christian principles of love and all this. And so we can't have any of that, right? We can't do any of that because that would be a problem in giving the child. I'm just so nuts with this.
I need a moment to scratch my head and ponder because, you know, it never kind of did any harm to me. And interestingly enough, you know, I mean, I was schooled in the UK, and I don't know how different it is here, but in religious education classes, we looked at other religions. We went to a Sikh temple. We went to a mosque. We went to a Buddhist temple. We went to find out about all different religions. We went to a Catholic church. We went to a Church of England church, which is kind of like Episcopalian.
Right.
We went to an evangelical church. We got a taste of all religions.
Right, you know? Which is a smart thing to do. Open people so they get a clue as to what people think. It goes on to say that the children should be allowed to withdraw from those classes or withdraw from any participation without parental permission. Again, trying to take away control of the child or input of the parents into the children. This is a big part of what bothers me about all of this. Is the more and more you see these things happening, they're going after your kids. And I know they get nuts when I say stuff like this, but Hitler knew it, and he even said it. If we get the children, we get the country.
Yeah, because I think that's kind of where it starts, isn't it? I mean, when you actually speak to children, children are not racist or discriminant.
No.
You know, children are kind of unspoiled when they're young. And I think it's as they get older that they take on these kind of ideologies that people kind of want to put into their brains.
You know, I just had this about 3 weeks ago, I had a discussion with a lib on how mean kids can be. And you know what? Kids are not haters. Let's just start off there. They're just genuinely not haters, right? When they're making fun of somebody for what they wear or that they have, you know, my day was they called your four eyes if you had glasses. That wasn't a mean-spirited thing. It was just a stupid thing the kids do. Now, when you made a big deal out of it, right, then they go down that road as, oh, I've hit a nerve and maybe I'll keep doing this. But I think we make such a big deal out of every single thing a kid does. I think it makes it worse on them, if you would.
I think so too, and I think that, you know, young minds don't need all that negativity. They've got their whole lives for that.
That's right.
And so I think they should be able to absorb things at their own pace. You know, when I was a kid, and my grandfather used to take me to the synagogue, because my mother's side are Jewish. When my grandfather used to take us to the synagogue, my dad would go spare it, like, don't take my kids there. But I liked it. It was interesting. It was nice to see how other things were done. I mean, I'm not going to synagogue every Sunday. You know, I'm a Christian. But it still was an important part of my upbringing to see how that worked, you know.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And I used to go to, check this out, this is always a joke, I used to go to a all-Jewish boys camp every summer. And, you know, here I am, the little Catholic boy at the all Jewish boys camp. But it didn't bother me. You know, there was no, and nobody treated me different. I didn't treat them different. You know, I got a real understanding of the Jewish religion and some of their traditions. It was kind of cool. They didn't try to convert me or, anyway, I had a rabbi once tell me, we don't try to convert people. There's no upside to becoming a Jew. So
Yeah, I love that when on Sex and the City where that girl is trying to become a Jew and she's like, no thanks, we don't need anybody right now. Thank
hey,
you.
Listen, tell people where they can find you because we're up against it.
XanderGibbs.com. Everything you need to know is on there, and the show is 5 Pacific 8 Eastern week.
You make it way
too
easy. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Come on back. Got a lot more on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about the Mexican Constitution. That's right. It makes sense. Seriously. We'll be right back.